Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny Redder. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Wieland. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Wieland. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wieland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self takes first base on ball four. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards second base. McManus fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rhine. Seeds moves to third. Kress moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Blue reaches second base with a double. Seeds scores. Kress scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Pickering reaches second base with a double. McManus scores. Jolly moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling bunts towards the mound. Whelan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a pop-up towards short. Rhein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver bunts towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Faber covering. Safe. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McManus bunts in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Oliver scores. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb moves to third. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Webb scores. Jolly moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder is 0 for 1 in the game. Redder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. Pickering moves to second. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Tate and he is safe. Blue steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0-for-1 in the game. Wieland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. Funk bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to second for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Redder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Jolly reaches second base with a double. McManus moves to third. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pickering is walked intentionally. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder is 0-for-2 in the game. Redder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus scores. Jolly moves to third. Pickering moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Rhine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Pickering scores. Redder moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Wieland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wieland is 0-for-2 in the game. Wieland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Wieland reaches second base with a double. Redder scores. Rhine moves to third. It's 7-2, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson now playing second base. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Redder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Kress scores. Fothergill goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Paul Gregory now pitching. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Webb bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Olson moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Olson scores. Jolly goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Redder takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rhine hits a line drive towards short. Kress catches it and throws to second to double up Pickering. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Self takes first base on ball 4. Funk moves to second. We'll see more now pitching. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds strikes out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Funk moves to third. Self moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue hits a fly ball for a double play. Funk scores. It's 9-5, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the White Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilsie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver bunts towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. Moore moves to second. One out. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olsen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tate scores. Moore moves to third. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Clarence Fieber now pitching. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Olsen moves to third. It's 11-5, Red Sox. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Pickering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fothergill moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Appling moves to third. It's 11-6, Red Sox. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Clarence Fieber. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Self strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pat Caraway now pitching. Johnny Redder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Redder takes first base on ball 4. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rein takes first base on ball 4. Redder moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Redder scores. Rein moves to second. It's 12-7, Red Sox. Willie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Caraway covering. Safe. Rein moves to third. Tate moves to second. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Olsen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Caraway. Rein scores. Tate moves to third. Oliver moves to second. It's 13-7, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-4 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seeds moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Blue moves to second. It's 13-8, Red Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein misplays the ball. That's an error on Rein. Blue scores. Fothergill moves to second. It's 13-9, Red Sox. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. Appling moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-10, Red Sox. Bob Klein now pitching. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Charlie Berry. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Pat Caraway. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.